From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. President Trump meets today with his Economic Advisory Council, CEOs from some of America's biggest companies, old and new. They will probably talk regulations, taxes, infrastructure, typical business concerns. What may also come up is the president's controversial travel restrictions on seven majority Muslim countries. Uber's CEO just quit the president's council after customers complained. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on the tricky balance corporate leaders face.
Several CEOs in the advisory group have spoken out against the president's executive order on immigration amid pressure from customers and employees. But Duke professor Aaron Chatterjee expects they'll tread cautiously today.
If there's something that goes on in that meeting that displeases him, you might see a tweet about it, and that could have a huge impact on the company as well and put the CEO in hot water.
Chatterjee, who studies CEO activism, says even if they can't change policy, executives have a stake in pushing back.
They're also trying to signal to those stakeholders what they believe, and that could be equally valuable to what they're trying to accomplish in this meeting.
That's also risky. A public stance on contentious issues can invite boycotts. Leslie Gaines-Ross is chief reputation strategist at PR firm Weber Shandwick.
On the other hand, a CEO once said to me, the job of a CEO is to manage risk.
Given Trump's business background, Duke's Aaron Chatterjee suggests CEOs stick to economic arguments. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.